An average wildfire season is forecast for Alaska. A recently released outlook from the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center cites varying spring snowpacks, forecasts for above average temperatures, and uncertain precipitation across the state. Predictive Services meteorologist Sharon Alden says below normal snowfall over a large area of the interior raised early season wildfire risk, but summer weather is the primary factor dictating wildfire activity. Alden says that's hard to predict given the state of a key factor that affects the weather.
We were in sort of a moderate to strong El Nino through most of the winter. We're weakening and going to neutral conditions, and in the past, where we've been sort of where we are with respect to the southern oscillation and El Nino, we've had very low fire seasons, and we've also had very busy fire seasons. So that is not going to be a good indicator for us this season.
Alden says an unexpectedly rapid transition to El Nino last summer resulted in one of the driest Julys on record and above normal fire activity. 527 fires burned 2.9 million acres in Alaska last summer. If this summer sees similar dry weather, Alden says vast stands of beetle-killed spruce on the Kenai and around Anchorage are especially susceptible to dangerous fires. The preseason forecast was put together last month by Alaska, NOAA, and the National Weather Service climate specialists.